Good morning. Clouds increased and thickened across interior New York and New England overnight, but cold and dry high pressure, which is now sliding off the eastern seaboard, still dominating the weather. So while a round of precipitation is heading through western and central New York, mainly in the form of light snow, most of that is sublimating as it falls through the sky and toward the ground. And as a result, it'll take a little while within the dry air to see precipitation reach the ground across our region. Still, eventually, as we go through the morning, with additional moisture pushed into the area on a southeast wind, we'll see some light snow and rain showers break out through the morning and into the afternoon hours. Most of the valley locations will see temperatures climb off our morning lows in the 20s and lower 30s into the middle and upper 30s for daytime highs at the onset of the precipitation. With the cooling process that precipitation causes, most of the region will see the transition from light rain and snow to all wet snow, even if temperatures don't drop all the way down to freezing, and will start to pick up some minor accumulation during the middle and latter portion of the day. The best chance for snow to accumulate, on the order of about 1 to 3 inches by sunset, will be across the higher terrain, primarily above 1,500 feet. In the valley locations, even if we do get wet snow, we'll see a minor accumulation of less than a couple of inches and mainly on the grassy surfaces by sunset. As we get into the evening hours, the storm will become stronger along the east coast and the atmosphere will begin to cool a bit more. Precipitation will continue to move across the region, mainly as wet snow, before tapering off as the storm progresses to the east after midnight. Storm total accumulations through midnight will range from a coating up to a couple of inches of snow in the valleys south of I-90, 1 to 3 inches of snow in the Mohawk Valley and Hudson Valley north of Albany, also 1 to 3 inches in the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont and northernmost New York. As much as 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall in the hill towns above 500 feet, including the Helderbergs, the I-88 corridor, the southern rim of the Adirondacks, and portions of western New England. Now, above 1,000 to 1,500 feet and higher, 6 to 12 inches of snow will be possible. That includes the Poconos and Catskills, the southernmost Adirondacks, and portions of the Green Mountains and Berkshires. While everyone will see drier weather moving in overnight, it'll remain cloudy and temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will set us up for a drier day on Tuesday with an area of high pressure building in briefly with a mix of sun and clouds into the upper 40s, so a lot of melting going on, before the next system heads in with another chance of rain and wet snow on Wednesday with highs in the lower 40s. The weather pattern will remain unsettled with weak disturbances passing by Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers each and every day, although temperatures will manage to get into the lower 50s on Thursday and Friday, near 50 degrees on Saturday, and then stay in the upper 40s on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 3 degrees with a south wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 16, 46% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.55 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston, cloudy with rain moving in near 40, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 23. The average temperature, 33, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall for the month, just 3/10 of an inch. And that's 8.6 inches of snow below normal, and 42.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 13.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low 28, the record high 80 set in 1938 and the record low 4 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Snow tonight tapering off after midnight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow moving in today, highs in the upper 30s. More rain and some snow tonight, tapering off after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow moving in today, becoming all snow with highs in the mid-30s. More snow tonight, tapering off after midnight, with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow moving in today, becoming all snow with highs in the mid-30s. More snow tonight, tapering off after midnight with lows around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and snow moving in today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More rain and snow tonight, tapering off after midnight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s. More rain and snow Wednesday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday with a chance of rain and snow showers Thursday in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Friday. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers over the weekend in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Have a great day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.